I'll begin with a short poem. 短い歌を読んでから始まります。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。When a person realizes the mind of non-discrimination, that attainment is the state of regarding each being as one's only child. This is none other than Buddha nature. We will awaken to it on reaching the land of peace. Good morning, everyone. Minna san, ohayou gozaimasu. I'll be to begin by welcoming our two newest Sangha friends for our Hatsumairi babies. So thank you very much for joining us this morning for our Hatsumairi, and also happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are joining us. I'm very happy my mother is here this morning, joining us this morning for our service. で、皆さん、おはようございます。ようこそ、母の日のお母さんに参拝している方のありがたいことでございます。日の母も今日、本日、一緒に参拝していますね。So, for me, when I became a parent was the first time that I realized that there was another human being who was depending on me for survival. で、私が親になって初めてね、私に頼って命を捨てる方がいると気づきましたね。And so, and with that realization that there's somebody who is depending on me to stay alive, suddenly my priorities shifted very dramatically. So when you become a parent, all of a sudden, your way of thinking about all kinds of things changes a lot. The way you spend your time, the way you spend your money, the way you organize your daily schedule and your nights as well, changes a lot when you become a parent. And so parenthood and grandparenthood is a wonderful opportunity for us to open our hearts to the teaching of the Buddha and to deepen our own practice of the Buddha's wisdom. And there are six basic things of Buddhist practice that we try to do. We call them the six paramitas. The six paramitas. And I think as a parent, we really begin to deeply understand the meaning of these. The first one of these is giving. Giving without expecting to receive something in return. You know, oftentimes we go through life, we give gifts, we give nice presents, we look forward to what we might get in return. Right? But when we give things to a baby, we certainly don't expect that that baby is able to give us something in return. And even more so, as a parent, we realize that all that we give, all that time, all that energy, all those waking up in the middle of the night and changing poopy diapers, all of that, you know, we cannot expect to receive anything in return. We do it not to get something back, but we do it because we love our children. We have a natural feeling of wanting to take care of them. Another aspect of the six paramitas is discipline, self-discipline, making good choices in life, and giving up bad habits. When a person becomes a parent, all the fun things that we get to do as young adults, going out and staying out late at parties and doing all those things, we stop doing them when we have kids, right? Those late nights out partying with friends are over, right? And now we're up late still, but we're doing something different, right? Doing something different. And then another of the six paramitas is patience. Being patient. I don't know if much needs to be said here in this regard. but patience, all the ways in which we learn patience as parents. We learn patience with others, but we also learn to be patient with ourselves, because as much as we want to be a good parent and be a perfect parent, we realize that we can never do it just what we should do. And as parents, we realize sometimes we make mistakes. It's a constant learning process. Sometimes we put on diapers backwards and inside out, right? And so we have to learn to be patient with ourselves and be patient with others. Another of these aspects of the six paramitas is effort. Hard work, right? Parents don't get a day off. Right? You don't get to take a day off. And you learn to go without sleep. Just like Buddhist monks in Japan traditionally would go through periods of intense practice where they would have very limited sleep and they would wake up in the middle of the night to do chanting and meditation. As a parent, especially a parent of a baby, you're also waking up in the middle of the night to do meditation. Another of the Buddhist practices, the meditation that I call putting a baby to sleep meditation. It's a form of walking meditation. You have to walk very slowly and very carefully, and you have to pay very close attention. You have to be very attentive when you're trying to put a baby to sleep, because if you make one wrong move just as they're nodding off, if you start to think about, oh, maybe I should check my phone. You reach for your phone, the baby wakes up and, wah! Right? To be very attentive. And then, once you've got that baby asleep, you have to maintain that meditative state of mind while you put them down in their crib. To be very concentrated. That's the most concentration I've ever exercised in my whole life, trying to put a baby down in the crib, because one mistaken move, you jar them just a little bit, and it's back to square one. Another 1 hour of walking meditation, right? And finally, wisdom. Wisdom. As a parent, we start to realize what really matters in lives. We start, our priorities shift, right? We stop caring so much what other people think about us, right? We don't care. We have something all over our shirt or something like that. We realize what's important caring for others, right? But also, I think as we, when one becomes a parent, one starts to realize how much one has been cared for by one's own parents and those who have cared for one, whether it's your biological parents or someone else who cared for you and raised you. So in Buddhism, the idea of a parent, to be a parent, isn't just about biological parents, mommies who give birth to babies, but it's about those people who care for us, who practice these six paramitas, who put their own concerns above our own, who live placing our lives above their own. And this is the ideal of a Buddha. A Buddha lives with deep concern, with this kind of attention and compassion, focused always on the needs of others. Now we find it's very difficult to do this, even for our own children. And yet, a Buddha is one who thinks equally on all beings as if they were his own child. Right? And that's our goal as Buddhists, is to move in the direction of a heart that cares for all beings, just as they are our only child. Right? That's very difficult to accomplish, and yet Shindan Shonin tells us that we are able to accomplish that when we awaken to it in the land of peace. Right? So through the Nembutsu, through hearing these words, Namo Amida Butsu, that we recited this morning, we hear the voice of the Buddha calling to us with that clarity that guides us on our own journey to this heart, this broad and expansive heart that cares for each being as one's own child. So that's why we bring our children here to this temple, to hear the Nembutsu, to hear the Dharma, to learn little by little the clear direction of our own lives, so that one day we will all be able to realize this great benefit of seeing all beings as our only children. So I'll conclude my words here once again with this poem. This is a poem written by Shindan Shonin, and then describes the benefit that we receive from the Buddha Dharma. Please join me in Gassho. When a person realizes the mind of non-discrimination, That attainment is the state of regarding each being as one's only child. This is none other than Buddha nature. We will awaken to it on reaching the land of peace. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.